Thank you again, Father. Just for another day, Father, I thank you that let the words of my mouth bless someone, Father, or Father, let your words bless them, Father. Father, I thank you for our time together, Father. I thank you for my family, my friends. For all you do. For all you do, Father. Thank you. Amen. Excuse me. Well, after the 11th of February, I guess, comes back, but I had a accident, and while I was recovering, I got a card, actually, and Mother Carlene, I won't tell anybody that it's from you, so don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. Okay. But it says whatever we face, we're never alone. For God takes our sorrows and makes them his own. Amen. And there it is. Amen. So I had that in front of me, and of course I have all this time to recover and all this time to read. And I did. And of course I was going to be starting Psalms, and I was going through Psalms and getting ready for a Bible study, and I come across this Psalm, and of course in the Sunday school book, there's the 23rd Psalm, of course, so I go through that, but then I go on, and it wasn't too long, but I've come across the 25th Psalm. Amen. And again, it was just kind of funny. Just the scripture was from Jeremiah 17:7, and it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord." And that's out of the New King James, but that's pretty much what all of them say. Okay, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. And in Psalms 25, and I probably won't stray too far from that, so it's, of course, this is of David. And it says, "In you, Lord my God, I put my trust." I put my trust. I put my trust. It's in you. It's in you, O Lord. Now, at the time that he was writing this, he was, well, you could say he was on the lam, but he was having a little bit of personal problems, we could say. But he just, you just sit down and whatever's happening in your life, you sit down and you're like, Lord, you got it. You're in charge. I'm getting out of it, and you're in charge. You're it. But he puts his trust. He says it with his mouth that I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Now, to put to shame, that's repeated again in verse 20, when we'll get there. But the shame really was dishonor or disgrace. He didn't want to be put to shame, but for the Lord. So his trust was in the Lord, and he didn't want that. But let my enemies. Now, we could say that we have enemies, and Satan is right up there, number one. He's probably is our number one enemy. "Nor let my enemies triumph over me." Don't let Satan triumph over me. Don't let me be put to shame. Don't let me be disgraced. But how would I be disgraced? But I trust in you, Lord. I trust in you. You are my trust, my refuge, right? And if I trust in you, you're not going to let that happen, because I trust in you. No matter what happens to me, no matter what happens, I know you are in charge, you are in control, and I put, I'm saying it with my mouth, my trust is in you, O Lord. No one who hopes, and you can say trust, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause, right? People are going to talk. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk. They're people. Man talks, okay? I know, well, he didn't say women. People talk, okay? And talk, and talk, and talk, okay? And talk, okay? Those sometimes it's treacherous, okay? And without cause. There is nothing that is truthful in what they say, okay? Nothing in truth in what they say, okay? Treacherous is just that, okay? But you know it is. You know the truth, but they're going to talk. There's going to be whispers. They're going to talk. And unfortunately, sometimes it's in the church. Unfortunately, it is. But people are going to talk, okay? Nobody burst into flames, so I think we're pretty good here, okay? I think we're okay. All right? And sometimes they do it without being treacherous, and it becomes that. And I refer back to my accident. And I was very clear what had happened with my bosses, with my leadership. I was very with them, but not so much my coworkers, okay? But I knew sometimes that that would leach out or that would go out. But I did have coworkers that I did talk to, my friends, if you will. But still, people talk. That I was in the hospital, that I was in a coma, that I was in blah, blah, blah. I was this. Holy cow. Man, that was pretty bad. I must have been hurt pretty bad. And don't get me wrong, but people talk. And it's like they don't mean it. And I heard lies. You could say they lie, but when you don't know the truth, and a pss, 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 becomes a pss, 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 pss. You know, it's like reality TV. You know, you got to have a good story. You got to keep them, you got to keep them tuned in, yeah. Right? Right? I'm not mentioning any names, okay? But on our DVR is set to some shows. You know, Jerry Springer, maybe. The Guiding Light? No, it's not The Guiding Light. I can't think of the name of the... What's the name of it, honey? The Bold and the Beautiful or something like that? Whatever, right, whatever. Right, but if you know it's just entertainment, that's what it is. It's just entertainment. But, you know, some of them shows and people have been married 10, 12 times to each other, and it's just... But it's a soap opera. But people like the drama. For whatever reason, right? You got to have a good story. God forbid there's a story that people get along, people are happy. Who wants to watch that? That's not good TV. That's not, right? We want to see him argue and fight and blah, 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 right? We want to see action, right? But people are people. Amen? And it says treacherous without cause. There was really no reason that people are going to be, are going to knock you down, right? Because that's a good story. They don't know the truth, don't want to know the truth, but they're going to pass on a lie or a story or something, right? Verse 4, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. See, David was willing to be taught, right? We say he had the mind of God, right? He had, right, God's own heart, right? But he was willing, show me your path. do we do that? Are we willing to be shown? And what's a path, right? We have to know the right path. And in this case, when we're going to the Lord, it's the divine path, right? It can't be wrong. But we will follow paths. Well, you know, they did it, so that's the way I'm going to go do it. You know, that worked for them, and that's the way I'm going to do it. But that doesn't mean that that's right. That was right then, or years ago, or months ago, or whatever. But situations change. But David, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. The way of life, path is a conduct or a thought. Just show me. Just put me on the right path. Give me the right thoughts. Give me the right conduct. Let me conduct myself right. Give me the right thoughts. Let me think right. Let me think of you, Lord. Okay? See, when he's number one in our life, it is the first step. Show me, David, just show me your ways. Show me your ways, Lord. Just show me. He's willing. He's willing to accept whatever ways the Lord's going to show him. He might not like it, and he probably didn't, but God, show me the way. Show me your path, right? Guidance. Give me guidance. He was willing to do that. Okay? Guide me. Verse 5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. God with a big G. That's the big G word. Okay? Guide me in your truth and teach me. Okay? Guide could be, it's a synonym for guide, is shepherd. Shepherd me the way. Show me the way. Guide me the way. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my guide. He will guide you the right way. Show me that. Okay? And my hope is in you all day long. From sunup to sundown, you are my guide. My hope is in you all day long. Verse 6, remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember, Lord, what you did before. Okay? When I was willing to listen, Lord, when I was maybe a little younger, and I listened to you, Lord, and now I'm a little older and I'm a little wiser and maybe have strayed from the path. Remember, Lord. Remember your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. Now, we all have a past, and that is just that. It's the past. Amen? A lot of times it's our foundation that I can relate to situations, right? But the past is just that, the past. And David is telling him, do not remember the sins of my youth. You know, he was probably pretty bad. My rebellious ways, according to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. For you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right. He teaches them his way. Good and upright is the Lord. Good and upright. That's good and upright. Right. All the time. That's all the time. Therefore, he instructs, he shows me what to do. Sinners in his ways. He instructs sinners. Wait a minute. He doesn't instruct the righteous? He instructs sinners? Have we all been sinners? Have you been instructed? Amen. Amen. Right. All of us have sinned and we've been instructed. Right, we are now a new creature. Right, all sinners. Okay, sinners in his ways. He guides the humble and what is right. He teaches them his way. He guides, just be humble, a humble heart. Humble ourselves. We've heard that before. Just humble ourselves. The opposite of prideful. I know that. I know what to do. I don't have to do that. I'm grown. I know that. Right? I don't need to do that. Just humble ourselves in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. The covenant, the promise, right? If the Lord has talked to you and you've made a covenant, right? He has made a covenant. He has made a promise. Okay? Toward those who keep his demands of it. You have to keep the demands of his covenant. Right? For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. For the sake of your name, Lord, of your name, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just have mercy on me. He's coming to him. Okay? Who then are those who fear the Lord? Fear. Are scared? Afraid? Who have a reverence for the Lord. Okay? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. Again, you're going to be instructed of the ways you should choose, but you have to humble. Humble yourself, and he will show you the way. He will instruct you. He will guide you. He'll be right there with you and show you the path you should take. Should I go for that job? Should I go back to school? Right? Should I quit that job? Should I go this? Should I do that? He will instruct you. Just humble your heart. Humble your heart. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. They will spend their days in prosperity. You'll be in prosperity. Your days in prosperity. And their descendants, your descendants will be prosperity, and you will inherit that land. You'll inherit that house. You will inherit that. The Lord confides in those who fear him. Confides. Does anyone know confides? Does anyone confide in you? Are there people that you confide in? So there's people that you trust. There's people that trust you, right? Does the Lord confide in you? Does the Lord confide in you? Right? Because it talks about a friendship. This is a close, close friendship. Perhaps people that we have grown up since we were kids, right? Pastor talks about that when we were kids. Right? We grew up together, right? You confide in each other. You have that close-knit of a relationship, but is your relationship with God that way? Does he tell you things, close things? Does he talk to you? Better yet, do you talk to God? Do you confide in the Lord? It's a two-way street. It's two ways. The Lord confides in those who fear him. Respect him. Respect him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. It's only he who's going to do it. It's only the Lord who's going to get you out of what you got into. When you didn't want to listen, and you did what you wanted to do, all right, go to the Lord. Confide in the Lord. He will set your path straight. He will set your path straight, and he will release my feet from the snare. Even though you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar, he'll make it right. You'll be 100% wrong, but the Lord will make it right. Amen? Amen. It doesn't matter what you did, right? It doesn't matter what you did. My youth, right? He talks about when I was young, right? I messed up. I did things that were bad. But Lord, you can release that. You can release that. Show me how to do that. Confide in me, Lord. Whisper in my ear. Tell me what to do. How can I release that? Right? How can I get that 800 score? How can I get that credit score? Right? He'll tell you how to do that. He'll show you how to do that. How can I get that better job? How can I get that promotion? He will tell you, show you how to do it. Confide in him. Have that closeness with the Lord. Have that. Did David? David did. David did. 16, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Okay. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. Just put it out there. Be honest. The Lord already knows. But be honest. Clear your conscience with God. Say it again. Clear your conscience with God. How is he feeling? David is lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Free me from it. Be free from it. Okay? Look at my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. All of my sins. All of them. Amen. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Does Satan hate you? You've been saved. He hates you. He hates you. What will he do? Amen. He will do it in a heartbeat. He will knock you off that. He will take you off your path in a heartbeat. Quicker than forgive my for come out of your mouth, he will take you off there. Stay on him. How fiercely they hate me. Now that is Satan. Is anybody else? Does the world hate you? The world can hate you. Right. Would they be jealous of you, of you getting that promotion? Because you listen to God. Hey, I listen to my God. This is what I got. He told me to go back to school. You know what? I got a promotion out of that. You know, I listen to the Lord. But they're not going to like it. They're not going to like it. They're not going to like it. The world won't like it. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame. Again, he asked, don't let me be pushed to shame. Put to shame. Guard me. Set to a watch. Okay? This guard is physical protection. He wants that round the clock, 24/7. Watch me. Guard me. Watch over me 24/7. Watch me, Lord, and rescue, save me. Okay? Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. You are my refuge. You, Lord, I am taking. Rescue me. I am taking refuge. It is on you, Lord, to rescue me. 21. May integrity and uprightness protect me. So David wants may integrity, okay? It's honest. Integrity is honest and fair. It is also incorruptible. Make me be incorruptible. Incorruptible. Nothing. No sins. No nothing. No bribery. Nothing will take me off my path. I am incorruptible. My integrity, right? And uprightness, safety in the sanctuary. Uprightness, protect me. He says, always be honest. Always be honest. Protect me because my hope, Lord, is in you. In the last part, in 22, he says, deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. But today, deliver VCC, O God, from their troubles. Deliver St. Petersburg from their troubles. Deliver Pinellas County from their troubles. Deliver Florida. Deliver the United States of America of all their troubles. Deliver the world from all their troubles. See, we can always make it about me. We can always make it about me. And David tried, but he went out, Lord, Lord, our nation. Lord, our nation. Deliver our nation, O Lord, from all their troubles, Lord. We have not forgotten you, Lord. Amen? Amen. So in this prayer, in this psalm, David was putting his trust in the Lord. And he probably had strayed a little bit, for he was probably on the run, but he has time to pray. And what he does, he goes, Lord, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. But I got away from you, and it was me. And I'm coming back to you, Lord. I'm coming back. Man, you never seen anybody God's own heart, right? He's coming back. So he went back and he prayed not only for himself, but he prayed for his nation, right? Now, he could have been the king on the run, who was ever after him, his family, Philistines, whoever was after him, but he prayed for himself and he prayed for his nation. Amen. Let us take David's example and pray. Pray for all. Continue to pray. And I thank you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Like I said, I had plenty of time to think. Amen. May every head bow and every eye closed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, today you heard of David's prayer. But we pray for ourselves, but we pray for others also. Today I just want to give you an opportunity. If there's anyone out there who would we just need to touch and agree. Do we need to pray together for you, for family, for anyone? Let us come forward and let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, that you've been so good to us, Lord. We say thank you. We have so many reasons to say thank you, Lord. And we start out by saying thank you. We bless your holy name right now. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless the families here. We bless you for everything that you've done, Lord. We bless you that you lead and guide us, Lord. We thank you. That we bless you, Lord. We thank you that we can put our trust in you as David did. We thank you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, that you made us victors and not victims. We thank you, Lord, that we the head and not the tail, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that we can become sons of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not because of anything that we did, but because of everything that Jesus did. We receive it in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We reserve this opportunity to praise your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you in Victory Christian Center that you give us this opportunity right now to say thank you, Lord. We thank you from our hearts, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. It says where blessings go up, praises, where praises go up, blessings come down. And we receive the blessings. We receive the blessings. We expect the blessings. We expect the blessing because you're a faithful God. You say you would never leave us or forsake us. You're a faithful God. You're always there with us. You give us strength. You give us power, Lord, because you are present. Always in our life. And we say thank you to that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have thank you, Lord. My second request, if you have anyone who doesn't know Jesus, if you do not know Jesus, please, please come forward and let's pray and let's confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And our third request is on behalf of Pastor Claude Williams and Victory Christian Center Church. This is a Bible-believing church that if you need a good church, we are available. Amen.